The thieves had got nothing from the robbery, but they did inflict pain and suffering needlessly. That episode had a dramatic effect on my father's life. From that day, he didn't seem to have the same confidence to enjoy his games of bowls up at Cathcart Bowling Club. Although his sense of humour was still evident, he started to lose his short-term memory. We will never know whether that episode shortened his life, but sadly, he died in 1995 at the age of 87. His memory still lives on in those that knew him and benefited from his wise counsel. But it was the lure of that special smell, a mixture of perfume and surgical spirit, along with the rows of brightly coloured bottles with liquids and powders, that fascinated me growing up. When these ingredients were miraculously turned into medicinal compounds, the fascination with chemistry and science grew. At a later stage, I was allowed to mix powders using a mortar and pestle, and then to formulate ointments on a large slab with a spatula. Yes, I was hooked. There was nothing else I wanted to do. I was going to be a pharmacist. And so I took my degree at Strathclyde University.